Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. It's time to bury some people.
Yep.
An epitome.
Yep.
You guys probably guessed it. America. You're dead to me. Now, not for anything you probably think about. You know, I know we have a lot of problems right now. But really, it's not knowing the point of Love Island, okay? And the point of it is, you're supposed to pick the most in love. And while Nick and Alandria are totes adorbs, two scoops of adorable, all right, and finally Shelly and Ace look like they're about to take the next step, Hoda and Chris, maybe something's there. I don't know. I can't tell if they like each other. Brian and Amaya, great to see that they've had a spring. Clark and Taylor were the most in love, bar none, super in love. And you guys sent them packing, and they didn't deserve to be sent packing. They deserve for sure to at least make the Final Four. But to be sent home this week in the, you know, when you had the best connection in the entire villa, my friends, what is the point of Love Island? Okay. It's not Situationship Island. It is not Friendship Island. It is not Who Do I Love the Most Island. It's Love Island. And you sent the most in love, you sent them packing. I didn't get it. I don't get it.
You're dead to
me. I don't like it. And also, I don't like it. So,
you're dead to me.
I'm just saying, this is ridiculous. Karen says, I've been saying two scoops of adorable for a while, only to realize it came from Tobin. I need a break from the show. All I'm saying, America, is that get your voting fun. Right for this final vote, okay? You got to stop doing this. You need to get your head on straight, okay? So let's send Hoda and Chris packing because they're very clearly on the outskis, and you better pick
they
strong amongst this
are
final.
My nomination for today. Not only because it's not they as a couple, it's Hoda not seeing his point of view. Trying. They spent so much time, about 2 episodes, on this dumb argument, and I'm so over it. She can't see eye to eye, and he's trying really hard, and he's a good guy, and I really like him, but no, dead to me.
So Hood is dead to you?
You're
or
dead
just dead to the couple?
You know, I liked her for a while, but...
You want her packing.
This whole argument is just ridiculous, and they should have just been gone already.
It's a very fair argument from him. He's upset because he just wants smoochies put in public.
Yeah, they're but every time she tries to address it, which they push her to address it also... It never gets solved, and she doesn't see how he feels. It's all about her, her, her. She's very selfish in that argument.
You know what it is? She got somebody at home, and she don't want to be lip-locking all that craziness too much. Because
she did that already the first half of the show.
Yeah.
I just think it was with Hoda, she's a coin flip. Like, she just, you know, she's like the Jimmy Butler. Like, one day the mood is this, the next the mood is that.
I just don't get this argument. It bothers me so much. Be over. I'm done with this whole season. Done.
All right.
Who's dead to you, Leroy?
So I don't like calling out fellow athletes because I expect a former athlete to understand the situations and the environment that athletes play in, right? So I'm going to go ahead on and say RG3 is dead to me.
Oh,
because
again, what do you do now?
It's this whole situation with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
Oh my God, he's like, still with that?
I would say this. I think those two women, or those two young women, would probably have just tossed it off to sports. She wanted bad, I wanted bad. We going at each other. It's done, right? But so many of the grown folks watching sports have chimed in to the point where if it wasn't real before, now everybody thinks it's real. Right?
Definitely.
I have been in fistfights with guys that I played with in practice, and we went drinking together after practice. If you saw that fight during practice, you would think, oh, Leroy hates that dude. It's a different environment to think that these guys take that everywhere right? And it's always instigated by somebody outside. So I don't, if Tobin were to say something like that, I'd fight him about it, but I get it. But when another athlete says it, especially an athlete that was as polarizing as RG3 was when he played, like, I just get frustrated with that.
He's also coming out with, like, lies, too, apparently, like, where he's like, I know for a fact. And, like, right. even Angel, you know, Angel Reese's mother's calling him a liar, like, flat out.
Listen, he goes, everybody wants credibility, and they want to be able to say ridiculous things or have hot takes and have some validation. And if they can't get it, then they sometimes make it up. Like, we all see this.
Who's that to you, Vlad?
The Brits.
Wow.
Hey, man, be careful. I'm getting ready to go over there.
Yeah, enough of this. You're trying to watch a tennis match, and then all of a sudden you're hearing during a serve. Put your corks back in your champagne bottles, man. Stop popping the champagne. God, stop popping the champagne bottles while people are trying to serve. That's rude and annoying.
I didn't even think the Brits did it like that. I thought like, they were just drinking. Like,
bro, if you watching it, man, if you watching this tournament, you watching Wimbledon, you know, all of a sudden you're gonna hear the referee go, "Can we please have a moment of silence? Can we please refrain from popping your cork of your champagne after the game?" Really? What? You can't wait 10 seconds while while I'm hitting a forehand and grunting for you to pop your champagne bottle? Just annoying.
There's so many stoppages. Well, we always end up watching tennis on mute because it's on in the studio. But I was unaware of this, Vlad.
Nah, bro. This is a big thing. Usually, if you do turn it on, you're going to hear the ref or the umpire at least saying, you know, silence, please, silence. Can we not pop champagne bottles while this player is on service? Please, please. It's like, really? Like, you really?
Such You're a strange uppity? Thing.
That's very strange.
Who wants bubbly wine while watching tennis? Like, and I feel like
all this gonna make you more thirsty.
You want that? That's not refreshing.
They said it must be pine Andre champagne.
Twist off caps.
I don't know. It ain't Ace. I could tell you that. You know, I know it ain't Ace or Dom P because they. But every.
By the way, the tickets to that thing is center court, expensive.
Clearly, because they got the money to buy some of the best champagne, and they're just popping bottles as if they won a championship, man. That's just dead to me. Like you can't celebrate. Like wait for me to serve.
That's like when somebody hit a ball in golf and somebody else light the candle.
You're dead to me.
Like, come on,
grow up.
Yeah. Wait.
What?
You are a light the candle guy.
You definitely.
I've never been to a golf tournament other than Live, when we've gone to a couple times, but we're never by the tee box, so I haven't gotten to go that route.
Hello, bare knuckle. We have assembled our very first inaugural World Champion Summit before you all. Well, as you can see beside me and in front of me, some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. And may we rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously on all our deniers and announce here today that Bare Knuckle FC has no love for the big glove. So let's get going, Bare Knuckle. Let's go, Florida, and let's announce some incredible matchups, some shock signings, and the most lucrative tournament in all of combat sport, where we crown in an open weight the baddest man on the planet. Let's go, give it up. Come on.
You know how good the cocaine was?
I am so rad sophership of this man.
You know how good the cocaine is that you start rhyming?
You don't normally rhyme.
You don't normally rhyme. Like, you just got your words.
You start spitting bars like
my man said. Skies and it was all like, if you play that over again, he dropped four bars.
You
there.
Can't even repeat what he said.
Yeah, I don't even know. He can't. No, he. This is. He couldn't remember that. That's definitely a free. It's a Coke style. Not even a freestyle. It's a Coke style. That's what he was spitting. Look
100%.
At, look at
as
his mouth.
As much as they love bare knuckle, we have assembled our very first inaugural World Champion Summit before you all. Where, as you can see beside me and in front of me, some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. And may we rise above the night sky.
Look at Dave Feldman who got on yesterday. When he looks at Connor right here and he goes, he's high as a kite.
You can see the trail of white on his nostrils right now. There's like a nose hair that would like, that's just white right now.
He's looking at him like,
what did he just say? The night skies where we lay. He's spitting right now. He's spitting.
Some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. Okay. And may we rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously on all our deniers.
Rain down blows.
And announce here today that Bare Knuckle FC has no love for the big glove. So let's get.
I mean, it's a good line.
What?
No love for the big glove.
Did you see that? Now, when he said rain down all blows, did you see how he just changed his tone for the blows? It was as if he was like, am I about to out myself? Let me just continue going.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing too, Dr. Toboggan. He didn't say earth. He said earth.
He said earth. Yeah.
Alien. Alien. The alien of planet Earth.
Like, if he did that on a corner, somebody would arrest him and take him right to
depends
to
on
the
what
hospital.
Corner. Depends on what corner. Depends on what corner. Depends on what corner and what street. They might just be like, that's just Connor being Connor.
Leo says, dude has the purest Coke in the world.
Absolutely, man.
I just picture it like Scrooge McDuck, but it's all cocaine that he's diving into.
Instead of money?
Instead of money, it's just blow.
Oh, my. Life is like an
do you think what do you think he knows what like volume he's at, or does he not realize how like
wait
it's not
shame on you
me
making the assumption that Conor McGregor is aware. What's
he
wrong with you? Right,
DuckTales.
You should have stopped yourself and said, never mind.
Now you just put that vision in my head right now. I just started seeing this cartoon.
Wow. Oh,
see
man.
He's sliding down.
Cartoons on this show.
He's sliding down and then he puts on his Conor McGregor drawers and then he just dives in right into the blow.
One of the four of us, not a big fan.
Of what? Conor McGregor?
Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're not a fan of DuckTales?
I can see it on her face. She's
not,
why?
Not even.
But if it was Bird Tales, you'd be all for it. Heckle and Jekyll, wouldn't you?
Say that one more time. What?
Heckle and Jekyll, Dr. Heckle. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That you know, birds.
He doesn't entertain
the crows.
Me.
You don't. You're not into the birds, are you?
No.
You're not into the ducks either.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not Connor either.
I just want to know, like, how much does he have to keep pumping through his system to keep that energy up?
Oh, man. Come on. You ever seen the movie with Jason Statham?
Which one?
The one where he had to be, like, full of adrenaline all the time.
No.
Oh,
I
yeah. Yeah. That's one of them. Crank. Yeah. That's him all the time. That's you and that's Conor McGregor. I was about to check that out. Yeah. No, you like it.
Wow.
Amy Smart, I think, is in it, or some lady like that. But yeah. Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
Well, task at hand. We got the Heat coming on up. Kasparis Giakachonis for all the marbles.
Jennifer, did you do your Who's Dead to You?
Yeah, she said Huda and Chris.
Oh, okay.
Mainly Huda.
I couldn't tell because you guys start talking about the show, and I'm like, all right.
Unless you have another one, Jennifer.
No, the season's dead to me. I'm done.
So what are you expecting for this
Sunday? And I'll add in Conor McGregor.
You wait. Let me just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You've invested so much
yep.
into this show. You're going to watch the finish.
Yeah, I am, but I'm over okay. it. I'm done. And also, okay. I watched it because I don't want Tobin to not talk to anyone about it.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, you guys can continue talking. We still got a couple minutes.
No, I mean, like, I'm still, but I am, you know, I'm. You were getting at me for spoiling, but it's like, I have
and
to talk
that's
about
another
it.
Thing, yeah.
It's become part of the...
I wasn't watching it. He kept spoiling, so I'm like, might as well just watch it so he can have someone to talk
you
about.
You know what? You guys have been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to watch
it? And I don't feel spoiled. I don't feel like the show was spoiled
because
to me.
Because you weren't going
to
watch it.
You know,
anyway.
Exactly.
So,
there's a... The Spoon watch?
No, she watched, I saw her watching Temptation Island and no. I remember walking by.
Are you
by
sure
going,
Temptation Island? Because yeah. you never know what you're actually
I walk by and I go, this is stupid.
Is there any show that you,
if you a couple and you go to a show like this, technically you already done.
Is there any show that you watch with your wife because you only watch them because something to watch with your wife?
Yeah, that's exactly how I got into this.
That's what people do. That's why Rain. The island is so big. Also.
No, but Rain. I'm just saying. I'm
Rain,
asking.
That's it. It's not historical, Leroy. Get over it.
It's a good show.
You could tell, like, guys begrudgingly are watching these, and then they get into it, but it wasn't at first their plan or their mission to. So Love Island got you, Tobin. That's what happened. It was just something to watch with the wife.
Well, Love Island has gotten a lot of people.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing, though. I wanted people to know I'm not a bandwagon Love Island fan.
No,
okay.
Oh, you were there from the beginning.
I was watching Love Island UK because for the while, like, Love Island US couldn't hold a candle to UK.
All the British shows are better than the UK show? Like, I heard the British office is better than the English office.
It was just a time where, like, the lexicon of Love Island was better. And the big season that I got into was a pretty famous one. They had a moment like this where it was Tommy Fury and Molly May. They had a lot of backstabbing. And then they had the next season, it was Davide and Ekin-Su. They were fiery. Yeah, very exotic. But then this last season, last summer, Love Island USA, when they put Ariana Maddox on from Vanderpump Rules, pew, sent it to the stratosphere.
Oh.
And they've taken over. Now this is the most popular Love Island. I think Peacock helped too. Peacock needed a show like this.
Do they have Love Island where they bring back, like, previous couples to try to see if they can, like, infiltrate a new couple?
They've done that every once in a while. They've pulled that at Casa Amor where they will bring in somebody.
The Love
who...
Castle? The Love House? Casa Amor?
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden you become Antonio Banderas?
Because it's called Casa Amor.
Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to.
You
I'm
can't
just
say
referring
Casa
to
Amor.
Name.
You got to say Casa Amor.
Yeah. Amor. Yeah, that's how it's said.
Say.
So
say
every once in a while, they'll bring somebody back from Casa Amor to see and really test a relationship.
Dude.
Does he get tested?
You're about as close to that language as I am to being a billy goat.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying what it is.
The beard is getting there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no longer blue.
No longer blue. Told you. A couple of weeks.
It was like three.
It was like a month.
It was like a month.
We close out today with Schmeath and Schmolnick, who says Tobin is Antonio Lapbanderas. You're a real bastard, Schmeath. That's our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals on Monday.